Hello again, and thank you for joining me here online. This is the Sunday message for New Life Ministries for August 24th. And we're doing a water baptism today, so we're going to talk a lot about that. And let's go ahead and start in 1 Peter 3:21. And it's speaking about baptism, and it says, "This water symbolizes a baptism that now saves you also." He says, not the removal of dirt from the body. In other words, you're going to go down in that water. It might wash a little bit of the world's dirt off of you, but it's not that you're getting a bath. What you're getting is the pledge of a clear conscience towards God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So let me share some very basics about water baptism. We tell people you don't baptize to get yourself saved. You baptize because you got saved. If you believe Jesus is the Son of God and that he died for your sins on the cross and you want to be forgiven, you ask God for that forgiveness through Christ's sacrifice and you receive it. But the word says at the same time we do that, we must confess him as our Lord. If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that God raised him from the dead, we'll be saved. So we make him the Lord of our life. We get born again. And the word tells us throughout Jesus's teachings and certainly throughout the book of Acts, which is the story of the disciples walking out the realities of Christianity. And it says, after you confess Jesus as Lord and get saved, you should be baptized in water. Now, let's talk about this, 1 Peter. It's not that you're getting a bath. It's not that you're washing off some dirt. It's a symbol. It's a representation of something going on in the spirit realm. So we're going to take a look at some more truth about baptism. First thing you want to know about it, the word baptized to me means to go totally under or be totally immersed in something. If you're talking about baptism in water, you're talking about totally going under the water. That's why we have a baptistry that we walk in and we put people completely under the water. But if you are baptized into Christ, you're going totally under Christ's authority. That's making him the Lord of your life. And that's the first thing you want to understand. The baptism in water speaks to us about going under the authority of Jesus Christ or about making him the Lord of your life. Now we're going to take a look. If you're a member of this church, Romans 6 is a 6 and 4, very, very, very familiar verse for us. Our church is New Life Ministries. Romans 6, 4 says, even so as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we also should walk in newness of life. So we're going to take a look at Romans 6 today with, for some understanding about being baptized. Here's what we read in verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? The first thing we want to consider today, if we got baptized into Christ, we already said that means we make him the Lord of our life and we come under his authority. But it says when that happens, we're baptized into his death. We understand what that means. Verse 4. We were buried with him through baptism. You go down in the water, Christ went down into the grave. It's a symbol for that. Baptized with him through baptized into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we also should walk in newness of life. We're going to get real, real basic about that newness of life. The death that he died to sin once for all. The first thing I want you to see, when you go under the authority of Christ, when you get saved, dead to sin means that it no longer controls your life. Christ died. He died in the flesh. And when he died in the flesh, he died to sin. You say, well, Christ never sinned. But the point is, he was tempted and he had the potential of sinning. But when his flesh died physically and he was raised up by God, then in that newness of life that he rose up in, he was now dead to sin. That means sin could have no potential. Well, let me word that differently. Sin's power is broken so completely that God's intention in you being dead to sin is that it never again controls you in any way. Then it goes on to say, the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. Let's talk about, he says, reckon yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. So we're dead to sin. That's the first thing to be aware of when you become born again. What is alive to God all about? Well, alive to God is all about having a relationship with God. I tell you this all the time. Here it is again. God told Adam and Eve, if they eat from that tree that was forbidden, in other words, if they sin, he said, the day you eat of it, you'll die. They lived 900 more years after that. But the death they died, their relationship with God was broken. He was still talking to them, but they began to have trouble understanding God. They couldn't hear his voice as well, and they were confused about everything. That's spiritual death, separated from God. A broken relationship is being dead to God. When you become born again, just as Christ was in a beautiful relationship with his Father, so shall you become, and so shall I become, in that kind of relationship with God when we're born again. Now, it goes on to say, the life he lives to God. What was Jesus' life all about? Jesus' life was all about doing good works. He healed people. He cast out demons. He raised them from the dead. He fed them if they were hungry. He forgave them of their sins. He taught them everything they'd ever need to know about God, and he helped them into a relationship with God. So I want to say three things about walking in newness of life after you're baptized. And remember, we're baptized in water, but that's a symbol for coming under the authority of Christ or being born again. What should we be aware of? What happens with that new life? We have a relationship with God. We have victory over sin. And we're living a life of doing the works of Jesus Christ. Now, another verse that's very important. Philippians 2:12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. It is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Now I'm born again. Faith in Jesus Christ has me born again. God places his Holy Spirit in me, and I begin dead to sin, dead to my old life, and living that new life for God. And here's all it's ever going to come down to. Now, if you're watching the video of this, I know this is an audio only, but I actually printed up a chart. And, something that I refer to as the sin merry-go-round, but let me tell you something. When you get born again and you start your new life with Christ, you get off the sin merry-go-round. Instead of sin leading you to guilt and shame and discouragement and causing you to walk away from God, you get off of that merry-go-round. Now, you were in sin before you got saved. That's separation from God. That's broken relationship. But when you repent, turn from your sin, and have some faith in Christ and the cross, you get born again. Now you enter into a relationship with God. You're living in forgiveness and you're living in grace. And remember, grace is God's power to help you do God's will. He anoints you with power, fills you to overflowing with the Holy Spirit to empower you to do his will. And you begin living a transformed life, a spirit-led life of service. Because you have a relationship with God. He's going to tell you he loves you. He's going to tell you he's proud of you as his child. But I'll tell you what else he's going to tell you. He needs you to go to work for the kingdom. And just like Jesus lived his whole life doing good works and even died as a sacrifice that would save us. God has called you to work for the kingdom. He wants you to show his love to the world around you. Some can do that to 100 people at all at once. Some like to do it one-on-one. That's for you to sort out. If we're working out our own salvation, we're in a relationship with God. We're hearing his voice. He's showing us what to do. We're working for the kingdom with an anointing from God. And that's the story of our new life in Christ Jesus. It begins with baptism in water, symbolizing that we come under the authority of Christ into a relationship, doing the works that Jesus did, and even greater, because he's now with the Father, but he's living in us and through us, so we'll be working for the kingdom just like Jesus. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for my brothers and sisters. I sow this word in the good ground of every heart that's listening here today, and I declare this word. Maybe you've never been born again. If you have never been born again, say it to God right now. Father, I see that Jesus is your son. I see that he died for me. Lord, I want to be forgiven. Forgive me of every sin. I receive that forgiveness because of my faith in the cross. Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord of my life. Jesus, I'm making you the Lord of my life today. Help me to follow you. Help me in my relationship with you and your Father and the Holy Spirit. Help me to do the works that you did on this earth, Lord, so I can be useful to you, so I can be pleasing to God. Father, if you prayed that prayer, go find you a church, get yourself baptized in water, and then remember, you're starting a process of a new relationship with God, doing the will of God. Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters. Let this word produce every good thing in them that you have ordained it to produce. Let them know who they are in Christ. Let them know who they are as children of God. And let that change their lives forever. Forever. Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters. I bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you again for joining me here online. We'll see you soon.